this last day of class, I did want to clarify about the final versus the lab versus the lecture. So in lab, we have at the end of the quarter in all of our courses a lab exam. That lab exam is sometimes the only lab exam in some courses. Normally, when I teach 1B, there would be two lab exams, one in the middle of the quarter, one at the end. Neither of those count as a final, and there is no portion of lab that shows up on any kind of final. So when you look up the final exam schedule in the schedule of classes, wherever it refers to the class schedule, it only means the lecture schedule. So the final exam schedule is determined by the lecture because it only deals with lecture content. The lab is its own thing, and so the lab exam, the way that I call it, is something that is given just in lab. And the way that I had said it is that I wanted to delay it a little bit to give you all some breathing room, so it's supposed to be released today. It may be a little bit later on this afternoon, because all of my time has been spent the last few days finalizing fall schedule, which just happened a few minutes before class. So I need just a little time to proofread the lab exam, make sure that there's no last-minute gotchas, and then I'll get it up. And it will be 48 hours for due time because it does include some weekend time, so I want to make some allowance for the fact that people have work schedules like that. As far as the lecture final, remember, there is a final. It will not be synchronous. In other words, I'm not gonna administer it using Zoom or Portico or anything else. It's gonna be the same kind of format as we have had before. And you all are the lucky ones, that have the final exam on Monday. So it will be released Monday. Let me put that released. Monday. Oh, sorry. Hold on. There we go. Final exam released Monday, June 22nd. And the time officially is going to be 11:30 a.m. And it'll be, like I said, same format as the previous quizzes and exams were. So it'll be posted. It'll have the same kind of format. You fill it out. You upload it. Nothing's changing for the final. Now, as far as reviewing for the final, most important thing is that there is no test 3 directly related material, with a couple of exceptions that I may go over in a moment. And that is because you don't have them back yet. You probably won't get them back in time for the final. The quizzes you'll get back hopefully by later this evening, because I'll finally be done with everything else I had to do. And so there could potentially be quiz 3 material on the final, but there will be no test 3 material on the final. And so let me pull up the exam, in fact, to remind us of what those questions would be then. So certainly no dissolving of ionic solids. That's the whole ammonium nitrate thing. Let's see. Yeah, you already did the acid and base, so no acid base definitions. Oh my gosh, all the K problems. You got beat up enough on this exam, So no pH problems. That doesn't mean there won't be an equilibrium problem, just no pH problems. So as far as things that are new that could be on the final, this equation. Which is where you can calculate the true potential energy based off of the value of Q, which is where these reaction progress diagrams that we've been talking about all quarter long are related to. And of course, this delta G naught, that implicitly means understanding the standard state. So that is the one new topic that could potentially be on the final. So that's very well broadcasted. So hopefully it'll be an easy question for you, but it's the one new thing. Well, or there is one last new thing, which is, so I promise no calculations of pH, but pH of solutions. Of salts, and I'll say qualitative. That means is it acidic, basic, or neutral, not an actual pH. And that's exactly the type of discussion we had in class the other day. Suppose you have a salt that's made up of two ions. What if one of them's acidic, the cation? One of them's basic, the anion? Then what's the solution going to end up being? Well, it depends on how strong of an acid the cation is and how strong of a base the anion is. So, if you knew the strengths of the two, that would directly tell you what kind of solution that salt's going to make. So, other than that, what we really should just do is review the reviews that we did. In other words, let me go back to the notes and find all the days that we reviewed for quizzes and exams because it's going to be all the same material, no surprises. All right, so let's find it. Quiz one review was in lecture on the 17th of April, page 3. Looking for the first exam summary. Wow. Okay. Finally, there we go. Test number one was in lecture on May 1st, right up front, page one. Then let's look for quiz two, which probably didn't happen much further after that. Yep, there we go. So quiz number two was in lecture on May 8th, and it's on page one. And then test two was done on May 18th, and it was page 5. And that leaves quiz three. Oh, there is one more obvious topic. Okay, I forgot about that. Hold on. Let me find the quiz three topics. There we go. So quiz number three was a lecture on the 29th of May, and that was page one. So the only other thing I forgot, which we did review the other day, was the method of initial rates. Oops, there we go. That is the entirety of the list of topics. As far as the format, truly identical to the exams. The same style of questions, the same style of calculations, no more difficult really, just a survey of everything that you've done across the quarter. As far as what's going to happen, the exam, the final is going to be Monday. I honestly want to get done grading with it as quickly as I can because I'm teaching summer session, which starts that next Monday. We don't get a break, so it's hell if I don't get the grading done. So I've got motivation. So grades are technically due the Wednesday of the following week, but whenever I get them done and wrapped up, I will have them submitted. I don't know how long it takes to roll over in Canvas. I know that sometimes there's a delay. I will be, what am I teaching? So in summer, I'm teaching Chem 12C, which is the third quarter of organic chemistry. And then in the fall, I'm going to be teaching Chem 1A. I'm not Chem 1A, 12A, sorry. I'm going to be teaching organic chemistry. And if it stays the way it is, I will be teaching the lecture for all four sections. Now, so I know that some of you may still have emails that you're waiting for me to answer, and don't worry, I'm going to be getting to them. The lab reports, if you didn't hear it earlier, if you didn't get your kinetics lab in yet, just get it in when you can, because honestly, as long as you get it to me, I will grade it at this point. Then the lab exam, like I said, is going to be released later this afternoon. I may be holding office hours on Monday before the final to give you all another chance to ask last-minute questions. And if I do, I will email everybody out so that you're prepared. I may even be online as early as 9:30 that morning, for example, since I got nothing else to do except wait around to release the final. So I will email all that. Quiz three, I will be releasing an answer key. And what I figured I would do is I would just email it out to everyone, or I could tack it on to the end of this lecture, one way or the other. But I did want to make sure that I get the answers to quiz three out there. And then test three, I will release that separately as an answer key also. So at least you can have that information for next quarter, since a lot of acid-base chemistry and equilibrium is what you start out next quarter with. Does anyone have any last kinds of clarification questions, content questions, anything else you wanted to ask? Because honestly, we had covered everything for the quarter that we need. And so there isn't anything else that I was going to discuss today. For lab three, the way that the lab, yes, we didn't do anything different in terms of calculations than what the lab manual did. So if you did follow the format of the lab manual, then you could, that would be fine. Remember, you can't just fill in the pages and scan those, but you can follow the same type of calculation format. The final will likely be 48 hours. I haven't decided for sure, but that's what I'm seriously considering. The fall schedule isn't fully set yet, so I'm not certain for everybody yet, but that is going to be resolved soon. So if you ask even next week, we will probably know who the instructors for different courses are. So I know this has been the most unusual quarter, and I really appreciate everyone's patience as we've gone through this. I hope you have learned something. I hope you do survive your next classes. And please, everybody, be safe over the summer so that we have you back again in the fall. With that, I guess I should write the words that some of you have been waiting weeks and weeks to see. End of Chem 1B.